الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Just continuing from where we left off 2 weeks ago, that we discussed that it was the beginning of the new year, and the new year itself holds no religious significance, whether it's the religious new year or meaning the solar or lunar new year. There is no religious significance attached to either of them. But as believers, whenever we gain the opportunity to gain benefit of something, we gain benefit of it. So it's, as I mentioned, there's a new year, and we can look past for the previous year and take ourselves to account. What have we done? What have we not done? Where did we go right in our past year? Where did we go wrong in our past year? And where we went wrong, try and locate the problem. Try and locate the solution to where we went wrong. And that make an intention that for the upcoming year, for the next year, inshallah, we will change those matters. If I don't have the knowledge, I will seek knowledge in those matters. So continuing from there, before Ramadan. So I have about 2-3 khutbahs left until Ramadan. So I thought we'll go through a series of how do we benefit in Ramadan. See, what often happens is Ramadan comes, then we're trying to prepare ourselves or trying to maximize benefit, but it's too late. I mean, we can still try and gain, but we're not maximizing benefit from Ramadan. So last week I ended with something on muhasabah, on accountability, meaning أن يتصفح الإنسان في الليل ما صدر من أفعال نهاره. That at night a person thinks and he recollects, what did I do? That idea is called accountability. It's called muhasabah. So a person does that. And if a person does this daily, or he does this frequently enough, a person can daily take themselves to account. I did this today. See, sometimes a person will know what he's done wrong. But there are other, and many often, scenarios where he'll need to seek guidance to find out whether what he did was right or not. Somebody learned it, to go and seek, to go and consult them, to ask them that, what I did I take somebody else's right in this scenario? Now we often hear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, His forgiveness, and how we should capitalize on it. But sometimes there are often obstacles in the way for us to seek repentance. We know tawbah is there, we know istighfar is there. But there are impediments and barriers that we find, that Allah hasn't placed them. Those barriers are not there. We've placed these barriers in place to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that today itself is what I want to expound on, I want to explore, which includes 4 R's. There are 4 R's to this. If you remember this from the beginning to the end, I'll repeat this at the end. There are 4 R's to this. Number 1, remorse. Number 2, repent. Number 3, resolve. And number 4, repair. The 4 R's, if you remember this. You see, these are the conditions for tawbah, for repentance. I'll repeat. Number 1, remorse. And number 2, repent. And number 3, resolve. Number 4, repair. Number 1, remorse. An-nadamu tawbah. One narration mentions that to be regretful and remorseful over a misdeed and an evil act is tawbah, meaning it's an element of tawbah. So being remorseful. See, a person can't be doing tawbah if he's not remorseful. A person has stolen somebody's wealth, but he's not remorseful at all. He doesn't regret his decision. He doesn't regret doing what he's done. That is not tawbah. Tawbah requires regret and remorse. Now, sometimes it may be that a person doesn't feel it, but he's trying to make himself feel that remorse because he recognizes that I've transgressed the boundaries of Allah. So that's what's required. Number 2, repent. Istighfar. See, istighfar and tawbah are not the same. Tawbah is al-ruju' ila Allah. Tawbah is to turn back to Allah. Istighfar is to seek forgiveness and repentance, meaning astaghfirullah. So tawbah includes istighfar. So as you're doing tawbah for an amal, you will do istighfar in there, but tawbah and istighfar are not the same. So he said number one was remorse, to be regretful. Number two, to repent, istighfar, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Number three, resolve. That azm, basically you make an intention not to repeat the act. If a person commits a sin, but continues doing the sin, his tawbah is incomplete. He needs to make a resolution not to repeat the sin. That's one of the conditions of tawbah. If a person sins and he makes a mistake again, he does tawbah, that's fine. The problem is if he has the intention of repeating the sin. If a person makes an intention not to repeat the sin, but the sin still happens, the previous tawbah will still be done. But he needs to do tawbah for the occurrence of the new sin. And finally, number four, repair. If a person has taken somebody else's right, he needs to repair that. If he's stolen wealth, he can't just say, I'm going to do tawbah and that's it. The person needs to go and repair. The person can't go and swear at somebody and say, that's it, I'll just do tawbah, I'll just do tawbah, I'll just seek repentance, I'll just do my istighfar. A person needs to repair what he's done. Go to the individual, that person whose right has been violated, the huquq al-ibad, the rights of the servant, and repair that. So number four is repair. Now, that's just slightly breakdown. But one, in Islam, tawbah is something which is a direct matter between the servant, between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not like in certain other faiths where even cathartic rituals still take place. Meaning there are matters in Islam where when a person does tawbah, when a person commits a sin, he needs to seek repentance from Allah, he needs to fulfill these four things of regret, repent, repair and resolve. Those. And if it's to do with somebody else's right, then he needs to repair that. But it's still a direct matter between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe if a third party is involved, that third party. But the person doesn't need to go to somebody and say that, you know, I need to open up, you know, go to the church or something. Oh, Father, I have sinned. There's no rituals. See, it's pure. A person just needs to reconnect himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A direct. There's no concept of humiliation. See, in other parts, humiliation, for example, is required in certain actions for them for their ritual, for their forgiveness to be complete. In Islam, there's no part of humiliation to seek your forgiveness. Certain a'mal, certain zina and hudud that exist, those are different. Because of the greater societal harms and consequences. Those are different. But there's a greater importance placed on the direct connection between a servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct relationship. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah writes about the importance of tawbah. Why tawbah? If we don't do tawbah and we continue sinning, that's one hadith mentions, إِذَا أَنْبَكَى نُكْتُنْ سَوْدَاءُ فِي قَلْبِهِ A black dot appears on his heart. Now what's the consequence of this black dot that appears on his heart? It's authentic narration. He continues, if he did فَإِنْ تَابَ وَنَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ If he does tawbah, if he make nazaa, he stops and he makes an intention not to repeat. إِسْتَغْفَرَ He does إِسْتَغْفَرَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ سُقِلَ قَلْبُ His heart becomes purified. However, if he doesn't, then that and another sin appears, that increases. The blackness increases until it becomes completely hardened and blackened, where sins become natural to the individual. That's the danger. See, it's not just a matter that the person just becomes, has a black heart. The heart dies. What you mean by it dies is his heart's still alive. He's alive, but spiritually dead. The heart can be beating, but he'll be spiritually dead. And that is one of the consequences of not doing tawbah. So he mentions that one of the problems of not doing tawbah, and when the person reaches a scenario, he feels no remorse, no regret over his ill deeds, becomes an immoral individual. When he reaches this stage, depression becomes a part of him. He's lost that spiritual, the spirituality is an innate part of us. We seek it. It's a part of our lives when our spirituality is missing. When we perform our Jumu'ah, we leave and there's a sort of spiritual ecstasy that's felt. It's a part of us. It's innate, it's within us. Now when a person's heart is completely blackened and tawbah is not being done, this heart is blackened, it's the dead heart, meaning it's alive but spiritually dead. He feels that distance. These sahaba that left behind from the expedition, they hadn't received the i'lan, the announcement of their tawbah being accepted. And they mention that the world, despite its vastness, you can go wherever you want, it felt tight, it felt restricted. But think, The world, despite its vastness, they felt restricted. Because you could be in the confine and they have your own freedom in your own home, but you feel that there's nothing there for you. And this is the state that if Tawbah isn't done, and this becomes our heart, this becomes our situation, we fall prey to the whispers of shaitan. Our thoughts aren't our own. Our mind isn't our own. We feel shackled by our own mind. This is the lack of the spirituality and what a dead heart can cause. And I mentioned that just briefly, what are some of the impediments for Tawbah? One of them is that we think it's just a minor sin. It's just a minor sin. And we don't do Tawbah for it. But these minor sins can become major sins. They're a step point. You know, they say sometimes certain things, the enabling things. You're going to enable by doing such things. These are the enablers. People don't just start one day by committing zina. There are steps taken before that. And the things that lead to the major sins are minor sins. The major sin is a major sin. But those that lead to it are minor sins. Think, that's the process to get there. And the Sahaba will mention this. The Sahaba recognizes amongst the Tabi'een that they are doing these acts. And so they said to them, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا هِيَ أَدَقُّ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّارِ. You are doing actions that you, in your eyes you perceive them to be trivial. Meaning you're thinking that what you're doing is nothing. However, what you are doing, these sins you are committing, وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَنَعُدُّهَا فِي أَحْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الْمُبِيقَاتِ. During the lifetime of Rasulullah ﷺ, that sin that you're committing now that you trivialize was considered destructive. So beware of trivializing sins. Rasulullah mentioned to Aisha radiallahu anha, إِيَّاكِ وَمُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا. That beware of trivializing sins, for indeed there's going to be a time for account. فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا. There's somebody writing this down, meaning there's going to be a time where you're going to give account for this. And in one narration, I'll just summarize that one narration. There's another narration that mentions, it's like people, نَزَلُوا بَطْنَ وَادٍ, they've gone to the heart of a valley, right to the bottom of a valley. Then when they reach that valley, each person brings a twig. Each one of them brings a twig. To the point that when each of them bring a twig, these minor sins, twigs, it's enough that they can set it alight and is enough to destroy. It's enough for it to be destructive. Rasulullah gave that parable. That it's just like gathering individuals gathering little twigs, just individual, but it's enough to set a light and for it to be destructive. And that's what the minor sins. And one example actually, the ulama mentioned, the majority of ulama mentioned, al-islalu ala saghair min al-kabair. To frequent and to become habitual on minor sins becomes a major sin. Meaning why? Because it's a sign, it's an amaratun lil-istighfaf. It's a sign of trivializing that, which becomes major. Number two, becoming despondent. What's another obstacle? People become despondent of the mercy of Allah. Meaning, irrespective of what we've done, it can never outweigh the mercy of Allah. Allah mentions in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not become despondent in the mercy of Allah. In fact, if a person loses hope, denies it, the person comes out of the fold of Islam. Do not becoming despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لو أخطأتم حتى تبلغ خطاياكم السماء ثم تبتم لتاب الله عليكم. If you sin to the point that your sins reach the skies and then you turn back to Allah, Allah will accept that tawbah. Authentic narration mentions that if we are a nation that's going to sin, and if we didn't sin, we'll be replaced by a nation that sins so that they would do tawbah. We are going to sin. However, how do we then react? Do we do tawbah or not? That doesn't mean this is license for do whatever you want. That's not a license to commit any sin you want. But it's to say that if we commit a sin, There are solutions. There are ways by which you can reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, peer pressure, environment. You have individuals that no matter what, they don't want to see the best of you. Meaning, if they see you spiritual, that's a problem for them. I give you examples of people, my young girls, who want to wear the scarves, hijab. But when they go home, they'll be like, no, don't wear that. Why are you going to wear that? Are you going to live that life? So, the child wants to, but it makes them look bad, and they will prevent the child from living that practicing life. But remember this one point, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and on Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The father will run from the son will run from the father, husband from the wife, every person's in it for themselves. That's a reality. No matter how close an individual is with us today, on that plane, everyone will be disowned. Keeping that in mind, and that's a reality. That no matter what, if it means that I need to change my life in this world, I leave my social circle, I will leave that, but it means that my tawbah will be done. I'm going to make sure that I reconnect to Allah because I've got a day where I'm going to have to give account for them. They're not going to go into my grave. They're not going to answer my questions. On Qiyamah, they're not going to answer mine for me. I'm going to go into my own situation. Another obstacle is the people perceiving that their tawbah will not be accepted. Meaning, we fulfill this and we have hope in Allah that He will accept our tawbah. We do that. It's our responsibility. We will do that and we have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, this is a sign. إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ قَاعِدٌ تَحْتَ جَبْرٍ يَخَافُ أَنْ يَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ. That a believer looks at his sins and he thinks that I am under a mountain that's about to fall upon me. I'm sat under a mountain that's about to topple over me. Whereas the sinner is the opposite. He sees himself that there's nothing there. You know, it's a mosquito pushing away. I've got nothing. And so they say that when a person gains knowledge and a person gains true understanding, he sees everything in front of him and all its flaws. But the individual who doesn't, who's narcissistic and egoistic, all they see is, I've got, look at all these great things I have. There's nothing. Those are trivial. And that's an impediment for them to do tawbah. So again, just to repeat on the 4 points, and how do we tawbah? How do we make sure our tawbah is complete? The 4 R's. I'll say this on the reminders group, inshallah. Number 1, remorse. Number 2, repent. Istighfar, do astaghfirullah tawbah ilayh. Number 3, resolve, make a resolution not to repeat the act. And number 4, repair. If we've taken somebody else's right, go and seek amends. Whether that's insulting, whether that's taking somebody's property, however it is, repair it. And if you're unaware, seek. Go to your local scholars and ask them, how do I repair what I've done? Remember, there's nothing about, you have to open up about your sins to say that, you know, go to the church, oh, Father, I've sinned. There's none of that in our faith. It's a direct relationship between you and Allah, unless there's somebody else involved. If somebody else is involved, then there's an additional step. Set targets daily of 100 istighfar. Rasulullah used to do that. One narration mentions of 100, but it's just to say ikthar. He used to do more. But set yourself targets of astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh 100 times daily. Set it that even if it's after every salah, 10 times, 15 times, whatever it is, 20 times. But set it that 100 times daily that we're going to do istighfar. Rasulullah mentions in one narration that he said, Wallahi inni la astaghfiru wa atubu ilayhi akthar min 70 marra. And in one narration mentions 100 marra that I do istighfar more than 70 times a day. And in one narration mentions 100 times a day. May Allah grant us all true understanding and tawfiq.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله الذي فرض على عباده الفرائض وحرضهم على الاجتناب عن كبائر الإثم والصغائر فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له عالم بالظواهر والسرائر ثم نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ثم نشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث بالشعائر والبصائر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي الضمائر والنظائر. أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل وتمسك بالسنة المطهرة. عباد الله إن هذا الزمان قد كثرت فيه الشرور والفتن وانتشر الكره والكهور وشاعت الهموم والغموم فلو بحثنا عن أقسام المسلمين والمسلمات فيما يجب عليهم من الفرائض والواجبات وترك المعاصي والمنكرات لوجدنا أكثرهم لا يبالون في أدائها من حقوق الله والعباد. ولكن قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه الغفور الرحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له.
نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى. اللهم جنبنا الفواحش وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، من أطاعهما فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصيهما فقد ضل وغوى. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشهدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأحياهم عثمان، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم، وسيدة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبه. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا سبقونا بالإيمان. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخوان المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخوان المستضعفين في غزة وفي سودان وفي كشمير وفي كل مكان هم مستضعفون. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا، وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا، وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم أنقذ المشرق الأقصى من الغاصبين، وأعد إلى أيدي المسلمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر. Kindly straighten the rows and show the stuff in front of you is complete before starting a new row.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي للصلاة، حي للصلاة، حي للفلاح، حي للفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Kindly straighten the rows, stand shoulder to shoulder, and show your heels around the first line. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك على الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك لا شريك لك. طيب اللهم أعطنا. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وعلى الشياطين وعلى الخبث والخبائث. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقنا من خطايانا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسلنا بالماء والثلج والبرد. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اشرح لنا صدورنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. ربنا اشرح لنا صدورنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. اللهم ارفع عنا المصائب والمكاره. اللهم ارفع عنا المصائب والمكاره. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وضلع الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.